Okay. All right. I want to start today with three shittas in the Rishonim. We had a lot yesterday about the concept of Haseba. We made a joke about it during the lunch. But let's get defined down what does exactly Haseba mean. So we had three shittas that I wanted you to see in the Rosh. And let's get that. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? The Rosh quotes three shittas of what a save is, and he says as follows. Number one, this is Rashi Shita and Taisus and the Rosh for that matter in Siman Lamed Gimel. Taisus Damaske Sebu, that Lamaisa, it means a save is when you sit out of bed and you recline on the left side. We know that if you recline on the right side, you could choke. The Gemara says in our Reb Sochem. So Rashi Tosfos in the Rosh define Haseba as being sitting on a couch and reclining on your left side. Okay, let's get that down. That's the shita. Yeah, a reclining on the left side on Tzad Smol. That's how he defines Rashi Tosfos in the Rosh. Define the concept of Haseba. Please get it. Okay. That is the sheet of Rashi, Dir Masko Mem, Beis Menaf, Dir Masko Hayu. And the Tosa says it, Dir Masko Hesebu as well. Tosa says it, Dir Masko Hesebu as well. That's the first sheet that I want you to know in the Rishonim of what Hesebu does. Now, what is Hesebu? The Tosa on the bottom, right here. Rashi in the Mishnah says it, Hayu Yoshun below Hesebus Mitos. Shemotin al tzidei and smalas al mitav ochlan b'shoz b'seya. Seib and Tais is in the bottom. And the Rosh is of the same opinion. Then, the Rosh comes along and quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, number two. Rabbeinu Chananel says that in order to accomplish Haseba, there's a first step called Yeshu, and then there's Haseba. So according to Rashi, Tais in the Rosh, Yeshu means not sitting on a couch and not leaning on the left side. Haseba is where you do it. What about according to the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel says, Yeshu means you sit down, not in mind to eat. You sit down to engage in a business meeting. That's the din of Yashu. What does Haseba mean? Haseba means you sit down to eat. Haseba means you sit down to eat. And it's enough that in order to do that, then one guy can be mostly everyone else. And then there's a third Shita that the Rosh quotes in the name of the Yeshu Beforshim. Please get it. That's what Yashu is. Haseba is you sit down with the intention of eating. Okay? And when you do Haseba, even one guy can be motzi everyone else. Yeshu, everyone's on their own. Okay? And then the third sheet is the Yesh Beforshim, who says, and this is Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rajbo, Dir Maskal Masnissen, they quote this in the name of Haigon, that it means, Yeshu means they sit down, Shalok Keseder Achila. Hasebu means they sit down in a circle. When you sit in a circle, that means you're sitting to eat. And he brings a raya from the Targum Unklus. When the brothers sold Yosef, they sat down and ate. By Yeshu lechol lechem. Vistacharu lemechol lachma. They made a circle. So basically, let's get it. There are three shittas, lamaisa. There are three shittas as how to define what Haseba is. It creates a bond. And that's why one guy can be motzi someone else. Halacha lamaisa. Now, Tosfos and the Rosh, according to their pshat, which means on the beds, only say that applies Bisman HaGemara. Please get it. Because Bisman HaGemara, they used to eat like that on the couches. Bismanenu, no one eats like that. And therefore, Bismanenu, according to the sheet of Rashi, Tais and the Rosh, even though Rashi himself didn't say it, but I would imagine Rashi would agree. And that is Bismanenu, where they're not ruggled to do a seba. It's enough that they sit down, and that's enough that they sit down, and one guy can be motzi everyone else. But Tosfos added on one nekuda, and that is that they have to sit at one table, and the table, lamaisa, combines them all together. Okay, you got that? They must sit down together, bismanenu, with a table. Now, if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, Damask of Ode, he actually says, Shulchan Echad, Mapa Echad. What's Mapa Echad? A tablecloth. But that Rabbeinu Yonah says Shulchan Echad or Mapa Echad. But the Beis Yosef in Siman Kufay and Zion Dimaskov Veim Hayu quotes the Ra'ah, who says either or. Either you need one table, or you need a what? Or you need one tablecloth. That could, you know, if you have one tablecloth, that would be good enough as well. Even if you didn't have, how could you have one tablecloth? You're going to ask without a table? It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe something like that, a picnic or something like that. A picnic on the ground. But I want you to get that. Lamaisa, one section will, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah finishes it off by saying, a little bit different, both in Acher Ksas, he says, Bizmana Gemara, each one had his own table. Okay? Each one, Kol Echad Hayashulchan Acher, Hayutzrichin Shiesvu. They would have to do a Seba to make up from the fact that there was what? That each one had their own table. But Bizmana Zeh, everyone eats at their own table, there's no din to have a Seba. So that's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Yonah. So I want to chazal this all over, then we'll get to your kasha. We've discussed at great length about a seba, but I want you to pin down at the beginning of Shir these three shittas in Rishonim and the difference bizman hazeh. Number one, Rashi Tyson Rosh say what? What is Yeshvu? Yeshvu is not sitting on the couch to the left. Seba means sitting on the couch to the left. However, bizman eda, no one sits like that. It's enough to sit where? It's enough to sit down together. That's considered to be enough. However, Tyson adds on that it should be a what? It should be a table. And the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it could be a table or a table. It has to be a table and one tablecloth. But the Beis Yosef quotes the Ra'ah and says it's enough to have one table or one table or one tablecloth. Then we had the second sheet to the Rabbeinu Hanano. The Rabbeinu Hanano said it means Yashvu means what? They sat down for business, then changed their mind for food, so there's no bond. And same means they sat down to eat. And the third sheet is who? Is the Rav Haigon, the Yeshua Forshman Rush quotes, is that they sit down, Lamaisa, without Keseder Achila, and then Hesebim is they sit down Keseder Achila, which is they sit as a circle, and that's what the Targum says by the brothers after they sold Yosef, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Everyone got that? So that's very important. Please get that, guys. The guy with this sheet of what? The sheet of how we define Hesebim. Now, as an extension to that, I'm sorry, Shmuel, you had a kasha before. You're very patient. Go ahead.
I thought toast was held on one of the previous album that they all had their own table.
That's Bizmana Gomorrah. Then Bizmana said, no one sits
he's
like
saying,
that.
He's saying Shad and Gomorrah is that they were all sitting there, what's a Sebu? They're sitting at your own table.
Yes, that's Bizmana Gomorrah. Bizmanenu Toso said not that way. Toso said on the bottom. Take a look at Membezmanaus. Bizmanenu, because he's touching up the Gemara. In the Gemara, that's what they all had their what? He says, Ein lanu asebel, bapas bizmanazeh, right? That's lididu, that each one. Yeshiva shalanu, akvi shalanu, shasibidu, kol echel asebel mitaso. That's what they did in their days. Val shulchano, each one had his own table. Vachshav, kulanu ochel mal shulchan echel. That's the Tais in the bottom. Open up the Gemara, please. Membezmanaus. Okay. Sam, you got this? Please get these sheetas down. Now, you got a clore? Okay. Now, I want to take this a step further. And that is, before we go right to the Gemara, is that I want to point out that are you Yotze B'dieved if you did not have a Seba and one guy was Motzi everyone else? Is this concept of Seba Ma'akev or not? So the Rokeach quotes that it is not Ma'akev, that B'dieved, the Rokeach, the Rishon, the Rokeach, Rokeach, Reish Vav Kufches, he says in Shimon Shinchav Tes, in his opinion that it's not Ma'akev. I couldn't hear you. The Rokeach writes that if one person's motzi another, the whole group, it's good even without a seva. And the Beis Yosef says, please get it, the Beis Yosef says, even though Brach Achrona, Lamaisa, E.F. Shalotzi, Eschavir, and Peres V'yayin, but B'dieved, Lamaisa, if a guy did it, you're Yotze. If a person was Motzi, someone without a Seba, the din is you are Yotze. Okay? The Chuvas are Rajba, Beis Yosef quotes from the Rajba. He says that you are Yotze, Halacha Lamaisa. And the Mishnah Brura records this, please get it, Reshut Gimel Sifkat Nehei, that if you, Lamaisa, don't even sit. Let's say you don't even sit. I don't know, let's say guys are standing around. and they hadn't said a bracha achrona. One guy says on behalf of everyone, "You're yotze b'diavad." Mishabru reishut gimel sifkat and hey. Okay. Does everyone agree to this? No. Please get it. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkat Chav Ches quotes that the Rosh, in our Rosh, in Siman Lamed Gimel, seems to argue on this rokeach. And the Rosh writes, and I want you to get it, he says, Im lo hesebu afilu shomea ka'ona v'afilu imam ramein lo yatzah. What does lo yatzah mean? You are not yotze b'dievin. It seems like it is ma'akev. Very important. And the Magen Avraham says, the Rabbi Yerucham holds like this too as well. And he says the Rashba also holds like this, that it certainly seems to be, it's ma'akev, halacha l'maisa. Okay? So there are groups of Rishonim that taka say, halacha l'maisa, the Rosh seems to argue on the Rokeach. The Rashba asks, why if you don't do the Seba, why are you not Yatzo? And the answer remains. Isn't answering Amen Kamotzi Bracha Mepivd on me? Why aren't you Yotze? You without Amen, we said you're Yotze. The Gemara says later on Mem Heim and Beis. So you see, B'li Seba Lo Yotze V'Di'Evin. Why else would he be asking the Kasha? Lo Maisa. Why else would he be asking the Kasha? Okay, so therefore, there are a lot of Shittas in Rishonim. I don't know a lot, but the Rosh, the Rashba, they seem to argue and say it is ma'akev halacha l'maisa. Okay, it seems to say it is ma'akev halacha l'maisa. I, the Gemara says, Memheim Beis, if you're hearing, don't answer, amen, you're yotze. So that l'maisa, Birkas HaMazon, is not included in that. The Yushalmi says Birkas HaMazon is not included in that, and therefore, also a motzi maybe is not included. Okay, so I want you to get that. Now, I do have one caveat to this. When we say you're not yotze, we would say you're not yotze midrabanan. If a guy would bench on everyone's behalf without doing a seiba in yeshiva, minatayra l'maisa you're yotze, but midrabanan you're not. Yes, it's ma'akim only on the midrabanan level. That's what Shara Tzion writes. Get it? Sifkat nun vav. That's what the Or Zarua says as well. Midrabanan rakim kavusud yach echad motzias kulam. So that's a very important mahalach I want you to get as we're discussing in great length this concept of what. This concept of what we would say is called what? Called bonding together with a tziruf through Haseba. Yeah, in order for one to be motzi, you need a bond, you need a tziruf. And Haseba accomplishes that, yeshiva doesn't. That was Bizman HaGemara. Okay, now let's take this a step further, okay? Nay, you with me? The Shulta Giburim writes in Os Beis I gave you, do you need everyone to be doing Haseba? So you have a group of 7-8 guys eating together. Does everyone have to be doing a seba for one guy to be motzi everyone else or not? So the Shulta Giburim claims, as long as the miksasim are mesubim, it's fine. You don't need everyone. He says, im miksasim mesubim echad mevarach lakum afa b'shenim mesubim. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Shulta Giburim, halacha l'maisa, and the Prima Gaudim says, what that means for us, Bismana says, you only need a few of the guys sitting at the table. You only need a few of the guys sitting at the table. Okay? Now, this is the Shulta Giburim, and this is the Magen Avraham. And this is the Prima Gaudim. The problem is that the Holy Chafetz Chaim, the Bir Aloche, in Sif Yud Aleph Dermaska below, asks, I got a problem with this. Because the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadi Gimel Siv Beis that in order to be motzi people birkas hamazon sarach shiyu kulam yikbu yachad kulam guys. So what's going on here that you quote this Shulta Giburim Magen Avraham and the Prima Gaudim say a miksasim is enough? Haray, we see that what birkas hamotzi and birkas hamazon are always the same din. So shouldn't you require all of them to be sitting there? And that is a very strong taina. I want you to get that down. So I would say to us, I would say to you guys, do not rely on the Shulta Giburim. You really should get everyone to sit down at the table when you're going to bench and do it properly. Okay? Now the Shulta Giburim, he has another kula about a waiter. With a waiter, your yotze birkas hamotzi, even though he was not koveya his suit on the shulchan. You could say a motzi for the waiter. He's not even eating with us, but he's giving us food. So he's considered to be a branch of the guys that are sitting together. You follow me? So he allows even the shamish to be yotzi because a motzi, even though he's not kovei a suit on the table with the other guys, but that's considered to be enough. I want you to get that. Okay? So that's an interesting chiluk halacha lemaisa that comes up regarding this din. Okay. One other nekuda, and then we have to start inside, is that what about, is this whole concept we've been talking about is Birkas HaMotzi, which is a what? Birkas Nenin, and Birkas HaMazel, which is a Birkas Shevach Volda. Does this concept come up by Birkas HaMitzvahs? That if you have one guy to want to be Motzi the whole group, should they be? Do you need a Tziruf together? Do you need a bond together in order to do this? Halach L'maisa. So the Ramach quotes,
depends what the mitzvah is.
What'd you say? Well, it comes out, Lamaisa, that the Ramach writes in the Kesef Mishnah, quotes a Perkafalchi Dalid, that one person can be motzi everyone. It's odd if that one guy should do that because there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says what? The Rovam Hadras Melech. The more people, the better. You beautify the king. And therefore, the Ramach says, when you can do it, listen, go ahead and do it. But comes along the Balatanya. And he says, you know, that's all well and good by Birkas Nenin, but not by Birkas HaMitzvahs. By Birkas HaMitzvahs, we have a different concept. We have the din of Shomea Ka'ona, we have the din of Shlichus, and despite the fact that there might be a concept of Rovam Hadas Melech, but there is a concept of Mitzvah Bo Yoser B'Bishlucho. What does that mean? Tomorrow in Kedusha Mem Alpha, not a Mitzvah, you should do it yourself before the Shlich. So he wants to claim the Balatanya that he feels that this concept does not exist by Birkas HaMitzvahs. And therefore each one should really say his own bracha. Whereas by Birkas Nenin, if you're doing a Seba, then no problem. Everyone combines together and they can say one bracha, one guy can say a bracha for everyone else, no problem. Halacha L'maisa. That's fine. But L'maisa, he says, when it comes to Birkas HaMitzvahs, he thinks that the notion of mitzvah yoser b'bishlucho beats out what? Beats out the concept of rovam hadras melech. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, I'm sorry, I disagree with you, Balatanya. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, let's get it, in Simon Reishit Gimel, Sifkat Yud Zayin, B'Shem Poskim, that also by Birkas HaMitzvahs, it's better one guy says a bracha for everyone because of Mishum rovam Hadras Melech. So you have a machlekes about Tani Mishnah Berurah. Does this notion, guys, of Esebu, Echad Motzius Kulam, is it limited only to Birkas Nenin, or does it apply to Birkas HaMitzvahs? Okay, I want you to get that machlekes, Mishnah Berurah Balatanya. Yes, Nate. Go ahead.
Neirus Chanukah?
Neirus Chanukah?
Baal Bais does that because that the actual.
Well, that's a din.
Is only the Baal Bais.
That's according to the Rambam. That's the Rambam Sheet.
Okay.
We don't, the Ramah holds, we don't, the Machabra holds, we don't hold like that. We all, each one has a separate obligation.
But each one's a obligation at the same time, the Baal Bais can be.
According to the Rambam, it's only a Chiv on a Baal Bais.
That's the only reason the Baal Bais.
Yeah, it's only, that's a localized Machlekes by Hanukkah.
No big motzi,
right, that's correct. It's a localized Machlekes by Hanukkah. In other words, you're asking, is the Baal Bais can be motzi one of the mitzvah? It could be, but it could be the Chiv's only on the Baal Bais.
Right.
Okay, excellent. All right, let's now start the Gemara. There's a lot of other Mahalkim that we got to do, but I wanted to start the Gemara so we had a basis for it, and we go back to get to Beis Shammai and that Shiloh. But let's turn to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. And if you guys missed yesterday, I hope you went over to Gemara Rashi Tosfos and listened to the Shir so you don't fall behind, okay? There's one Nekuda Nate asked me about. I'm sure you guys did the story that the Talmidim were very upset when Rav died, and they were even more upset. I shouldn't say even more upset. But when they had a Shiloh and they had no, didn't have the Rebbe to answer it, it was like he died again. Now that is, we don't have a Chiyuv for an Avelis. That's a cover to the Talmud Chacham, to the Rebbe. That's when the Ramban writes in the Torah's Adam that it was a Chumrah. L'maisa, there was no Chiyuv for them to do it. That second Kriya was not a Chiyuv, but it was added on for cover of Talmud Chachamim. It's like he had died again because he didn't have them to answer the Shiloh. Okay, I want to turn to now the Gemara here on the top of them, Gimel and Aleph. Let's take a look at the two dots. Okay, who's going to read? You want to read, Akiva?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, why don't you read five lines from the two, for the two dots. Go ahead.
Say what I'm
yes, go ahead.
Say what I'm Amar Rav, lo shon
Excellent. Rav holds that in order to do this bonding, that one guy's motzi, everyone else, pas requires a seba. But wine, right? I was trying to Yiddishize the English. But wine does not require haseba at all. Meaning it's like special. As long as they come together to drink the wine, you don't need formal haseba, and one man can be motzi everyone else. Excellent. Go ahead. And Reb Yochanan says what? I beg to differ with you. Now, do you remember where we had it in the Tosis, Rav Reb Yochanan, we say Allah is like Reb Yochanan?
Yeah.
Where do we have it? Mem Amid Beis, didn't we? I thought we had it on Mem Amid Beis, no? We had it on the top Tosis of Mem Amid Beis. We also had it on what? Well, that was with the Talmidim, no? That's how they figured he made it like a kosher king, no?
Yeah.
Place made like a trans, which is, what was it, Sam? Transitive property? Well, I don't know where you're referring to, Memal. It's the top tice is a Memma base, right? The top tice. Sam, you with me? Let's go. Yeah, you got me? Okay. Go ahead. So let's get this down. I want you to become Lamdonim. So I ask you in Lamdis, what are Rav and Yochanan arguing according to the first Lashon? So the tice Rosh says, please get it, the mask of Rabbi Yochanan. Amazing. They agree on a certain principle. What is the principle? Then in the Dover Chashuv, one guy says a bracha for everyone if they do a seba. By a Dover Sheino Chashuv, one guy can say a bracha for everyone if they don't do a seba. Yes?
They agree on one thing.
Even if you don't do a seba. They agree on this principle. What is the machlekes of Bar Akiva? What is considered to be a Dover Chashuv? Is Yain a Dover Chashuv or is it not? Rav says it is what? Not. And therefore it does not need what? Haseba, and Rabbi Yochanan says, I beg to differ. Rabbi Yochanan says that what? Yain is also a Dover Chashuv, and it only works if you do Haseba, Echem Mevarach L'Kulam. Sam, you got it? Get that down. That's how you learn it as a Lamdin. You read the Gemara, like you're doing Daf Yomi, come on, you got to be Masmil and something Lamdis. You have to do everything, but you have to understand it. So the Tzitzit Rosh will say, Rabbi, what the Machlekes is everyone agrees that the principle that a Dover Chashuv, you need a Seba for one guy to Mevarach L'Kulam. And everyone agrees it's not a Dover Chashuv, you can't have one guy Motzer without a Seba. Question is, Yain a Dover Chashuv or not? And I want to touch that up a little bit. What did Gemara say in the top of Mbezim and off the first three words? Yain is Koveh Bracha L'Atzmo. You got that? Remember we said Bracha Koveh L'Atzmo, Rashi said Kama Mekoymes, and Tosis spelled out what those were, Pinya Ben, Sheva Brachas, right? So that's what I want to suggest. Is that Svara so strong enough to make it a Dover Chashuv? And therefore you need a Seba? Or do you say no? Or do you say no that what? Since it is a something that's Bracha, Gorim Bracha L'Atzmo, it doesn't need a Seba in a sense. We don't call it a Dover Chashuv. It doesn't need to be propelled and elevated with a Seba. Okay? So this is the first lesson of the Gemara. We got that, Chlor? Okay, excellent. Go ahead, you're doing a great job. Go ahead, Akivi. What's Ikadamri mean? Second Lashon, yes, excellent. Go ahead. This Mishnah that said, Echem Baruch HaKulam is only by bread. The what? The Mahanyalei?
Seba.
Seba helps you. Seba helps you. The word Mahani means it works. Go ahead. Wow. It's completely the opposite of first Lashon. Haseba doesn't even work on wine. You can stand on your head from today until tomorrow. There's no bond that's created halachically for wine. Wow. Go ahead, Rabbi Yochanan. Excellent. Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, no, Haseba works on wine too. You want to create a concept of Echem Baruch L'Kulam, you need what Haseba?
I don't know if people have not made anything.
I'll tell you. What does the first presentation of Rav say? That wine does not require a seba, right? It's so special that you don't even need a seba for it. You don't even need it. It's so special you don't even need it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? No, according to the first Lashon of the Gemara, what does Tzitzit Rosh say? Yain is so not chashuv, doesn't even need to do a seba upon
it.
So not chashuv. No, so not chashuv. No, the first Lashon.
I think it's not.
No.
Look, why a seba doesn't require a seba, you're able to do it.
Yes, because it's so not chashuv, it doesn't need a seba. That's the sheet of the Tzitzit Rosh.
Not
it's not a chashuv azach, so you don't need anything to bond it together. Even without a seba, one guy can be motzi.
Okay,
I want you to get that. I'm glad what you guys asked that. That's what he means. Whereas when it comes to what? Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Yain is a davar chashiv, and in order to allow one guy motzi, you need a seba. You got that? Comes along the second lashon, says the Taisa Rosh, and says, no. The following. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both agree a davar chashiv, haseba works. And for a davar shein chashiv, haseba does not work. The question is yain chashiv? So what does Rav say in the second lashon? That it's so, no. Taisa Rosh says, the yain is so not chashiv, that a seba does not work. Again, the second lashon holds. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both agree. Get this down. That a davar chashiv haseba works. A davar shena chashiv, it doesn't work haseba even. So the question is, what is yain? So Rav says, wine is considered to be so unchashiv that haseba will not even work with it. And Rabbi Yochanan says that wine is chashiv and therefore haseba will work. This is the sheet of who? Taisus HaRosh. Okay? Who's the Shita? Who's that?
Moshe.
Oh, it's the Shita of Taisa Rosh. I thought it was Yechezkel. I'll tell you, you got to pull him in. Okay?
I get
that would have been my dragon. Okay? So you guys got this? Please don't confuse it. Yes. The second lashon holds the following principle. Both Rabbi Yochanan agree that a davar chashiv haseba works. A davar shein chashiv haseba does not work. The question is, what is yain? Rav says yain is not chashuv at all to the degree that seba does not work. Rabbi Yochanan says yain is chashuv to the degree that a seba will work. This is what Taisa Rosh says.
A seba works
for what? Seba works to create a bond that one guy can be motzi everyone. Exactly. Excellent. Okay? Is that clear now? We got this?
So in both cases, yain is less chashuv than tas.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well said, because the principle according to the first lashon is that you know a davar chashuv it works if there's a seba, a davar shena chashuv it works even without a seba, right? So the question is it a davar chashuv? So then, if it's a davar chashuv, Rav says it's not a davar chashuv. So therefore, what even without a seba it would work? If Yochanan says it is a davar chashuv, and therefore a seba will only allow it to work. That's the first lashon. Second lashon says. Davar chashuv, it works as seba. Davar shena chashuv, it won't even work. And Rav says it's so unchashuv that seba won't work. Rabbi Yochanan says it is chashuv, and therefore seba will work. Okay. Now I just want you to know the Rashba. The Rashba, and then Beis and Beis and Maskul Inyan says according to Rabbi Yochanan, all things in the world, all foods, French fries. We had the Gavaltik of French fries just now. Everything in the world, Sam. Haseba works for. Even things that are not chashuv. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan says, yayin.
So, everything else is biased?
Yeah, in other words, in what the Rashba is saying, in Rabbi Yochanan's purview, he thinks very strongly that Haseba works for everything.
It's not about
yayin. Yeah, exactly. The only reason why he talked about yayin is because that was the topic Rav brought up. But he thinks all other foods, it's a fine thing. Yayin Haseba works all other foods as well. So I want you to get that addition down to Rabbi Yochanan. It's an addendum to the second lashon.
Does that mean good if you're eating
oranges?
Let's say I'm eating oranges and Shmuel is eating apples. Then you're able to.
Yes, if you're all sitting down together, well said. Excellent. If you're sitting down together, then one bayan could be motzi everyone else. Well said. That's correct.
Wait, does that have to be the same bracha?
Yeah, it would be the bracha. Does it have to be the same bracha? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be the same bracha for him to be motzi everyone. That's correct. Okay, we got that? So those are the two Lashonas. That Taisa Rosh, please highlight it very strongly because he gives you a lumdish way how to be Mazmur. Okay? Now let's see the Meisve. Go ahead, Kiva. Meisve. What is the Seder Haseba? This is what the B'nai Yeshuv asked the Kasha, strong Kasha. What is the Seder Haseba? It doesn't mean on El Seder, it means in general. Go ahead. Yeah, the guests, the wealthy men would invite the anim into their home, and that's why they were called orchim. Okay, they were called orchim because the wealthy would invite the poor in. Go ahead.
Who did he call
favor? That's why this is called orchim because we're talking about a host. with guests. That's what he's trying to be masmer. So the host with guests is the wealthy man is inviting the poor people in. Okay? All right, go ahead. You know, that's the real mitzvah, achnas zorchim, guys. People that have nowhere to go. It's nice to have your friends over. Don't get me wrong. It's a big mitzvah, chesed. But achnas zorchim is really having someone that has no place to go over. Sometimes it's not easy, you know. Sometimes not easy. When you guys get married, you have kids, you have to figure out how to do the balance of it. Let's say it's hard for the family to have someone every week. So you can't, your family comes first. You can't have them every week, but maybe you can have them once a month. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't hear you. What?
I don't know people that like have to be other places because they're so poor they can't eat their own food.
Well, there's some people that are alone. There's, you know, there are people that are alone and there's maybe doesn't necessarily mean financially. There are people like that, unfortunately. But there are people that maybe are emotionally, things of that sort. You know, situations like that. So you have to balance it with your family. Okay? All right, go ahead. So it says, Meisvei Ketzad, Seder Esebo. Go ahead, read again. Oh, they come in there and they sit on the benches. Val Gavi Katedros, which are what? Types of chairs. Excellent. Okay. This chair was like a wide board that was off the ground, and they had, it had boards on the side of it in order that people could sit on it. So it's like a, that's the safsal. The katedra is a small chair that was surrounded with boards from sides and back. That's what the Bar Tanura says in Maseches Kelim, Perichav Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Perichav Tal, Mishnah Beis. Okay, go ahead. Achi Kansu Kulam, until they all what?
They all came.
Congregated in there, correct. Now, if they all didn't get in there, right? You follow me? Kolzman, they don't get in there. They're not in Chasasal Makam Mukhan Lasuda, and Lehim Yosh Makam Acher, Bebe Abayo Bias. That's Mitzad Musar. You know what I mean? They don't, you know, they don't, Lamaisa, you know, manners. They all congregate in, and they're all seated according to their Chashivas, says the Shittim Gebetz, the Tirmas of Ketzad. You understand what I'm saying? So, I guess they had a bunch of guests, and there was more. One guy was more chashuv than the other guy, so they had their appointed seats, and therefore we bring everyone in. Everyone's brought in, and then everyone's seated. Okay, everyone's seated. Kolzman and Anisul Kulam, Enich Nasim L'Makom Amuchan L'Suda. You have everyone first come in, and then they sit the B'Makom Acher, they sit in like a lobby, you know, and then when everyone's in there, then they bring everyone in to the place, the Suda, and they sit everyone down. This is what the Shittim Gebet says, Din Matzav Ketzad. You know, you understand what I'm saying, right? You bring them in from the front door, get them all in, and then you bring them in. You don't do it peacefully. Then you bring them into the dining room.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
We had a living room and dining room. I had this, like a chill area where we're hanging
out. Right. Exactly. Room. Exactly. Okay, good. Good. So what happened? Haveyu lahem. Oh, so what happened is they brought them water for Netilas Yadayim. Now this Netilas Yadayim, they used to be ruggled to wash immediately their hands, and this was the hand they were going to what? They were going to drink wine with. So they only what? Washed one hand. Okay? So they washed one hand, and the hand that they were going to hold the kos with to drink before the Suda, they didn't want their hands to be dirty when the bracha was said. So they washed one hand, and then when the wine was brought, each one said his own bracha. Okay?
Well, I hear a parsha say that it was one time, not one hand.
No, I think it was only one hand. Yeah, only one hand. Yeah. Now, what's interesting here is I want you to get this, is that the Rashi in Maseches Yuma, on Daf Lamed Avad Aleph, the Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, the sugya is talking about Ochlin Taras. What does Taras mean? Let's say you're drinking wine of Truma. Do you know there's an Isra Matami Truma? So if you have a Kohen that's drinking wine of Truma, he's got to wash his hands before he takes the kos. Because the Mishnah says in Chala, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, Ha'ochot Truma Chayv Litol Yadav Tchila. If you want to eat Truma or drink Truma, you better wash your hands first. So the hand that's going to touch the cup has to wash your hands. And the Rashba writes, this is a Chova in the Torah Zabayis. It's like Netilas Yadayim for something. If you're going to dip something into Mashke, if you're going to dip a food, celery, into a Mashke, you have to wash your hands before that. Okay? So, Lamaisa, one shot is that this is what you're washing your hands to prepare yourself for what? For Truma. You don't want to have a time of the Truma. That's the first shot. Rashi, the Rabbi Yerucham, according to Rashi, Maseches Yuma. The Rashba writes that this is a Netilas Zadayim because anything you dip into a mashke, anything you dip into a mashke, you have to what? If you dip it into a mashke, you got to wash your hands first.
Is that like what Orchot's for?
What'd you say? Orchot? Oh, Orchot's? Yeah, yeah, that's similar. That's why you wash your hands. Excellent. That's why we do Orchot's. Excellent, Akiva. That's exactly what we do. We don't say a bracha on it.
Why is there no bracha on it?
It's a good question. When we get to the Seder, because we only do that Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash is kind, they maybe said a bracha. We don't do a Bisman HaZeh. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is. It's a different din. That's why there's no bracha. Now Tosis says the top Tosis that we do this because it's covered bracha. We do this because of covered bracha. Therefore, we what we want to say a bracha with a clean hand. And the Miri says that afal pish lefit tamzeh lo kulum hayitzuchim litols yedeim. According to this last reasoning, only the guy that's saying the bracha should wash his hands, right, Sam? So only the guys that, not everyone should have to wash their hands, only the guys that are dirty, the hands. Nevertheless, we bring water for everyone because it's not, you know, Derek Harris to ask a guy, oh, is your hand dirty? Do you need water? We bring the same right around of water that everyone can be able to wash his hands. Okay? So you have your hand ready and everyone says wine and everyone wants to say their own bracha. So look at the top tises. Look at the Rashi, please, and then the top tises. Have you lem mayim? See, Rashi is like the sixth line from the top. Go ahead.
You lem mayim. Kacha yorgim.
They were ruggled to do this. Correct. Go ahead. Note all.
Note the yada v'ataf. V'chava kosher shotet.
The hand is going to hold a cup to drink before the mazon. That drinking, you want to be able to what? You want to be able to have it clean. Look at the top tises. Go ahead. Oh, for the cover of the bracha, your hands should be clean for Bripri Guffin. Below what? You should not wash your hands for fruit. But say you're so finicky, you need to wash your hands for oranges. That's gaiva. Go ahead. Yeah, have it what? It's a gemara and chulin. You're a baal gaiva to do that. Anyone who washes their hands before they eat fruit is a baal gaiva. That's what the gemara says in chulin and daf kuf vav and aleph. Go ahead, Kevin. Megayis haruach means gaiva. Gas ruach is an expression of gaiva. Anyone who washes his hands for fruit is a bal gaiva. That's not what we're doing in here. We're doing it for kavod abracha. Kevin shawad. Ruach. It's ruach. Gaiva, your spirit. You know, you're hot holding yourself. Yeah. You're a bal gaiva. You guys like a bal gaiva. Kevin shayna what? Since he doesn't wash his two hands, it's done because of kavod abracha. This is a new type of washing. And that's why it's done. Okay, good. And we said if the wine comes, each guy says a bracha. Go ahead, back to the Gemara. Alu, finish up the brisa. What happens if they go into the room now, to the couches, and then they what? And then they recline. Go ahead, Ubolahem. Even though each guy washed one of their hands when they were drinking, go ahead. Now you got to rewash your hands twice because you're going to have bread and a motzi and drink more wine. So as Nate said nicely in Seder, it's like there are two windows of drinking wine before the Suda. Once in the other room, right, in the lobby room, and now they go into the dining room, they're going to drink again before the mazon. So they're kind of like two stages of that. Go ahead. Even though in the first stage each one said his own bracha, go ahead. And that's because of what? Because he had a seva. Look at the second tesis. Bolehem yayin. Didn't we learn earlier in the previous Amud that what? Yayin lifnei amazon patas what? Yayin lachar amazon, yes? Kosheken, that these first two are the fun of, so for sure it's good. So what's going on here? So why do you have to have a bracha that one guy's motzi everyone? Go ahead. Shinui Mako. There's that phrase, Sarklavark. When you do Shinui Mako, because they went from what? One room to the other. Okay? Now, this is a bit of a chiddush to me. Why do I say it's a bit of a chiddush? Because usually you go from cheder to cheder in the same house. Remember we learned? You don't necessarily need a bracha. Was everyone bothered by that? You see from this Tosfos that Cheder L'Cheder in the Bosa Bais does need a bracha, it seems, from this Tosfos. Would you say I'm sorry? Yeah, it is a machlekes. It is a machlekes. But what I'm saying is, you see from this Tosfos, either you say it was a different building, or you say it was not under the same roof, or you say that he holds that from room to room is a what? Is still a chiyuv.
What, do you say it's different because you're washing again?
Well, you're washing again to start the meal.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess the reason we give a shinamah, the reason Tosfos give a shinamah, could you say that since you're washing again for a new bracha anyways, you should be making a new bracha on the yayin?
Okay, but the yayin pashut is being drunk, lamaisa, even after amotzi. But you know, it could be, you know, I think the answer by kasha is like this. Even though we had a long discussion about is one from one Shmuel, you with me? From one room to the next, is it under the same roof? Is that the same thing? It's a whole machlekes in the Rishonim and in the Amoraim and Psachim. It could be for purposes of this din of Yayin. It might be different. I'm saying the Yayin if they are Muslim, the Pater, another Yayin if they are Muslim, would be fine if it was in the same place. But what I'm trying to say is you're a little bit more finicky.
I
know it seems like it was the same room, same house, though, just different rooms.
Yeah, so if it's the same house, I think it's as we're saying, it's in Yain. The fact that you have to actually be Malkusu, you have to actually be at the table. It's not
right.
Like being in the same house, you have to be at the table, you have to be
ready. I mean, it's not a classical, the Shiloh of Shinui Malkum in general, like say, drinking a soda or potato chips. You're saying it's unique and novel to this notion of Bolem Yain.
Okay.
I hear you. So you're saying it's accentuated when you're in one room as opposed to the room where the suit is going to be. So therefore, even though you said I guffin on the yain in the lobby, that's not going to help you for the yain if them also in the dining room because it's like a new entity. You're saying.
That's true with the Maskana of Gemara, right? It says that the hasero of past makes it hasero for a yain.
The migu.
Right? Exactly. Since that makes
that
it,
should only be by the Malkum Sudi. Okay, I hear you. In other words, you're saying I shouldn't get so far hitched and say, oh, usually we pass in cheder l'cheder. It's all considered to be, if you go from this classroom to the hallway, you don't need a new Adam or Shakal. But you're saying it's for this din of yayin. Okay, I hear you. You're saying very good. Possible, very good answer. I like that. Very excellent. Okay, so that comes out to be Lomaisa. The pshat in the Gemara, I want you to get it, and these are the reasons, Lomaisa, why you do Netilas Yadayim. Number one is because we're Osek B'Taras, so you wash the hand, you're going to be, holds the cup, that's Rashi. The Rashba says, it's Darish Tivulu B'Mashke, even though you're not dipping anything, but you are what? You are drinking the wine, and number three is because of Kavod Bracha, that's the top Taisus. Because of Kavod Bracha, we want to wash your hand that is dirty and clean it off really well. Halach l'maisa. And the Meiri said that according to that Sfar that's Kavod Bracha, you should only really need water to wash your hands of people that hands are dirty. But it's not manners to ask because your hand's dirty. So we just give the amount of water that everyone can wash their hands in the event their hands are taka dirty. Halach l'maisa. Okay, excellent. Go ahead now, Kevin. Now, I just want to point out, it's interesting, that Pashtus is that you're washing, and you're going to say Amotzi, but I wanted to just point out that it's possible, the Shita Gubetzis says, Dir Maskal Olu, let's get it, that... Yeah, this is the Shidim Gubetz Zirmasko Olu. He says that if you guard your hand that you washed in the first stage, it's enough now that you just do the second hand. You don't have to do them at the same time.
So it's not
shy,
it's shaming.
Yeah, in other words, it says, right? You go back and do it. He says, if in the event, no, he's not fitting into the law, but he says, if in the event you wash your hand, you're very makbid from the time, Shmuel, you're makbid from the first, let's get this down. From the time that what? You wash your first hand, Shmuel, you got it? Take your jacket off, you'll be stronger. Okay? The first one, I know, we're all exhausted, but let's push. If you wash and make sure your first hand is clean after you washed it, you get to the second stage, like Nate said, he says you don't have to do that hand. Just do the other hand. You washed it, that didn't get dirty. You know, no tumor got on it, no dead rat, no nothing. You washed it, you were careful. That's fine. Then the second stage, all you have to do is wash the other hand. I mean, that's what he says.
If he shakes someone's hand, that's considered.
I don't think, if his hands are clean, it's fine. The Meiri says the same thing that Shittim Kubetzis. But Taisus and Psachim argues, and Taisus and Psachim says, since you didn't wash it first, L'shem Kedusha, you're chayav to wash the two hands. Originally, you only washed one hand, so it wasn't Shem Kedusha, so Al Pidin, you better wash two hands. Halacha L'maisa. That's what Taisus and Psachim, Kuf Tet Vavav, against the Shittim Kubetzis and against the Meiri. Now, the Haredim says, and the Yishalmi, that the Rashba means, since it's usher to be masik between the Netila and the Bracha, it's usher to be masik between the Netila. Yeah, you can't be masik between the Netila and the Bracha. Okay? And if you, and that's why you have to be chozer minotel yadav. Okay? The guy talked, Lamaitse. He washed one hand, and he talked, obviously. So you can't have that washing on the one hand go all the way, what? To the Bracha. And if you talk, Lamaitse, you have to go rewash your hands. This is the Haredim, says Sefer Haredim. What do you mean? He's trying to be ma'az with the Gemara. Why do you have to wash again?
I'm not saying the ma'asik, we don't do that. We don't hold
that. If you're ma'asik?
If you do Nikila, then you...
We do hold that if you talk, you got to rewash without a bracha.
Really?
Yes, if you wash your hand until the time you talk before a motzi, you must rewash. We don't say it with a bracha. But you must wash. And that's what he's saying here. So again, how many pshatim do we say? Why does he have to rewash?
Okay, I thought the whole point of the yayin was for siyah. Like, thought we were just like chilling there and they're talking and like a wine after the first.
No, we said because of the kavod bracha, Taisa says.
And the kavod wine itself. The reason that it had
right,
wine,
but you got to wash your hands before that because your hands are dirty.
So the reason that they're having wine in the living room, I thought it was so they could just like hang out and read for all the guests to come. So then the whole time you were talking, the whole time the whole reason saying bracha was because of crab sake. And that's why you do it again. You make the bracha, the first washing doesn't count.
Right, that's why you must rewash.
Right.
Correct. Well said. But the Shittim Kubetzis and the Meiri say that if you were careful, that your hand did not become dirty after that.
You don't
need, yes. As long as you were careful, you don't need to rewash. That's what Shittim and the Meiri say. But Tais says himself, no, it's a lower level of Kedusha. And therefore, when you wash at that point, it was not a high level of Kedusha there. Therefore, you need to rewash it, Allah HaMaisa. That's who wants the timing. Yes. And the Haredim says on the Yushalmi that since it's awesome mafsik, it was closed with Nofli Yadav. Now this brings us to the Vilna Gaon. I want you to get this. The Bir Agra says a different shot. I want you to get this. And presumably, in this Gemara, like I told you, you're washing your hands and you're saying a bracha hamotzi, and then they bring you another wine, yes? But some of you washed and said hamotzi, and then drink the wine. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's the plush of China in the Gemara. Okay? Then they brought you a cup again, you wash both hands this time, you're going to say amotzi, and then they bring you wine. That's the plush of China. Comes along the Vilna Gaon in Dibur Maskel Ketzad, in Kedushi Agra, and he asks, why does it say afal pi? What does afal pi mean? Mm. Even though you wash the first stage one hand, close the note the other. You have to rewash both hands.
So you might think that.
So the goat says it's poshut for achila. If you want to eat, now you need to wash your hands. What's a chiddush? Afal pi shenot the other. Shkoyach. Who cares whether you wash one hand? Of course you got to wash two hands. Just because you wash one hand, adarabah. Because you only wash one hand, you got to wash two hands. Now according to Taisim Sakhim, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you have to wash what both, even what. You have to wash both hands, even if you guarded one.
Oh,
yeah. Even if you guarded one hand. Excellent. That's a Tosim Sokhan. But you know all like Tosim Sokhan, what's the answer to Kasha? Get this now, Shmuel. So the Gaon answers, get it. He says, the Tila Rishon was for drinking. The drinker needs to wash his hands. That was within the lobby. And therefore, the fact you don't have to wash both hands for Shia is because you're not Kovan for Shia. Like Nate said, you're in the lobby. They're not Kovan for Shia, they're just waiting and drinking for everyone to come.
But if you're koveh yourself for shtiyah, he says, an amazing chiddush. Get this down, Nate. You must wash both hands. Just like achilas pas, you must wash two hands. So too for achilas shtiyah, you have to wash both hands. And therefore, the netilas shtiyah that's in the brisa is b'shul shtiyah siyani. But originally, the lavi, they didn't do a seba, so it's enough to wash one hand. But in the end, when you do a seba, the koveh l'shtiyah siyani, you need two hands. You need to wash two hands. And that's the kavanas ha-brisa. That even though you were no to l'shtiyah, but since they're sitting down l'shtiyah siyani for kviyas yidish, you need netilas shtiyah dying. Yes, you got that? The Gaon says that the koveh l'shtiyah siyani, the koveh l'shtiyah siyani, you need to wash for that as well. Just like you need to wash for Achilles Bas, you need to wash for Shkiyas Yayin.
So that's implying that the...
Oh, excellent, excellent, Nate. So therefore it comes out...
I mean, I said it.
What did you say?
You knew what I was going to say.
No, I keep waiting. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I'm curious.
No, go ahead.
The Rabbi Yigal D'Amri?
No, I was going to say,
I don't think it was that strong.
Oh, okay. Well, listen to this. I'll get to your point on this, but he says like this. He says, that's the Kavan of the Brysa. The Kavan of the Brysa is... You know, how can you say that Netila Shnia would work for Achilas Pas? Didn't you talk between the Netila and the Achilas Pas by drinking wine? They washed, they drank wine, and they what? And they had these parparos. They ate all these parparos. Isn't that a hefsek? No, the goat said they didn't eat bread. There was no bread. He didn't learn the Gemara. That's what I said before we did this going. I prefaced. Push in front of the words, you washed two hands.
There was no bread.
You ate
the
bread. Yeah, he said the same time there was no bread yet either. And that answers the whole question to us, because I said, the way we said it is you washed and you had bread and then you drank the wine afterwards. He was assuming that your master between the Netila and the Achilas Pas was drinking wine and having parpals. I would have just said that's not what you did. You know what I mean? That's what he says.
Right.
The Prisha says that you drank the wine after a motzi, like you said. You drank the wine after a motzi. So if you drink the wine after a motzi, don't be thrilled. The goat says, no, there's no bread at all. There's absolutely no bread. The Netila here is for Shtia, and the Netila for Shtia also, he says, works for Pas too. So then you could go ahead and what? You could go ahead and wash, and then what? You could go ahead and wash, and it would work also, he says, this Netila works also for Achilas Pas. It's an amazing thing. Because he had said before, he said, how does the Netila of Shtia work for Achilas Pas? Aren't you massing between the Netila and Achilas Pas or Shtia's Yain? He says it's not. Because you need the Netila for the wine as well.
So, this is going against the Moshe of the Gemara by the Rav's second Yanni.
Why is that?
He was saying that the Yanni was only telling on the Grebbe.
You mean the Migu, you mean?
The Migu, yeah.
Let's. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Let's.
Totally on the bread being the
right,
the
but okay, but.
There's no bread.
Well, he's saying it.
There's no bread.
He's saying, when he's saying there's no bread is. You're right. Then this Netila would work on bread if you have bread. So you're saying in this case, let's plug it in. I hear you. Yes, I do. I hear you. Let's plug it in though. Let's plug it in. I hear you. But it comes out. What's the two ways to learn this brisa? They put him in the lobby. They did wash one hand. Then they invited them into the dining room. They all take a seat. And they wash with two hands, they say amotzi, and then they drink wine. That's a pashup shot we said like the Prisha. The Gaon says no. The Gaon says they're washing a second time in the Koveh of Lishtia. And they're not having any bread, Lamaisa. They're not having any bread at all. And we said the Mishnah Megubetzis says that if you guard one hand, the other one you don't have to wash again. The Mishnah Megubetzis immediately. Taisa says, Imsachim, no, you have to. Taisa says you only did it for one level of Kedusha, and therefore you need to wash both hands again. And the Rashba says, because of Tekef, you have to wash again, Tekef until he said, I'm Brocha. And the Charedim said, the Baal Charedim and the Yushami said, it's also Lahafsik bin Natil of Brocha, so therefore you have to wash again. Mistomer, you want, wash again. But the Gaon says there was no bread at all. The Gaon says there's no bread at all. There's no bread at all. What are you washing for? Because you Kovei Atzim Lashti, you need Natil of Zedayim, and that will work for Pas too as well. Okay. Go ahead, Akiva. Let's see that in the Gemara, and we'll keep in mind your Kasha.
Yeah.
Let's see. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead. So what's the Kasha? What did Rav say in the first Lashon? Wine does not require a Seba. What does the Reish of the Brisa say? What did the Reish say? In the lobby, what are they doing? Each guy has to say his own what? Is that correct?
I mean, that.
Yeah, each guy has to say his own bracha. Yeah. Correct. If each guy has to say his own bracha, that's against who?
Against
the Rav. Rav said wine does not require a seva. Yeah. One guy should be able to motzi everyone. Yes? Yeah. Why is everyone saying their own bracha? It's a great kasha. It's a wonderful kasha. That's the kasha according to them. Mm-hmm. So what's the answer? Go ahead. Shiny what? Go ahead. Did that tie you? They're always on the run. These Orchim are always, their das is to go from the living room, the lobby, to the dining room, and therefore they have no chashivas. So they cannot bond together for one guy to be motzi everyone else. Even according to what? Even according to Rav, that you don't, wine does not require a seba. Right. When does, well, when does wine not require a seba? When one guy's motzi everyone, in a case where what? In a case where everyone's koveya, what? When you're drinking shaloba shasuda. Or shasuda, and it's the same place. But if you're already on the run, you're on the run, you're ready, want to get going. Exactly. Rav Shita does not help of Yain Loboya Seba. Okay? You got that? That's the chiddush I want to bring out. That's the answer to the Gemara. Now, I have a kasha for you. Why couldn't the Gemara use the Mishnah? Please don't forget about the Mishnah. I want you guys to chazer over Shabbos. Why is the Gemara focusing on the Brisa? What did the Mishnah say? Didn't the Mishnah say, Bavarach al Yain, Fnei Muslim, Potter Sehan, Shabbatok al
Muslim? Yeah, but that's not the Fnei Muslim.
What'd you say?
They're having another Fnei Muslim.
The Mishnah is talking about Yain Sheshosim Makam Suda, which is called Yain Shefnei Muslim.
Say, why don't they use it to answer?
Yes. So what is the Brisa talking about? No, even for the what? No, for the Kasha Lamaisa.
How
would
you ask the Kasha? Both Yain are from Fnei Muslim.
Right, but I'm saying the Kasha, but the Kasha is quoting from this Brisa. And the Brisa says, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarach L'Atzmo.
Right.
The Mishnah also says, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarach L'Atzmo. No? Doesn't it say, Kol Echad V'Echad Mevarach L'Atzmo? Look at the Mishnah. Membezim and Bezim, the top line. Bolem Yain Tocha Mazon. Each guy has to say his own bracha. According to Rav, what do you have to come on and ask? What'd you say? Right, okay. So that's what I'm saying. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi Damask Afalpi. Look at Rashi Afalpi. Go ahead. Go ahead. Akiva, read Afalpi. Go ahead. Afalpi
should
what?
Afalpi should call Echad V'Echad Baruch Atah. Shrikin O Bracha.
The Bracha Rishona doesn't potter. The one in the lobby doesn't potter. Go ahead, Shane. What? Exactly what Nate said. The one in the lobby is not called Lifnei Muslim. That's a step before Lifnei Muslim. Yes? Go ahead. V'hai what? V'hai Basrahu. The second one is called what? That the second one is called Lifnei Muslim. So Rashi's answering Akasha. Even though we learned in the Mishnah that Mavarach al Yain, Patas al Yain, Shabbatuch al Muslim. Yes? That's talking about your B'makum Suda. What I'm saying is the Bryce is talking about a case where they said the bracha and the wine B'makum Acher, and they had the Suda B'makum Acher. That's why it doesn't what? That's why it doesn't pata the bracha, the yain that they drank, B'makum Suda. That's the kasha. That's why L'maisa comes out, L'maisa, that we're asking from the Bryce. Rav says wine doesn't require what? Wine is so special, it doesn't require a seba. Okay, great. Wine doesn't require what? Wine doesn't require a seba, that's fine. But that doesn't square well with what? With the brisa that says with this first one, each one is what? Each one is saying what? Saying his own bracha. Right? Even though in the Mishnah we said, V'varach al yayin lifnei ha-mazon is part of the yayin shebetoch ha-mazon. But that's talking about what? That's talking about, you know, yayin sheshos ha-mazon. That's called yayin shelifnei ha-mazon. The Bryce is talking about, you know, what we're saying, and that's a kashan rav. The wine in the lobby, Lamaisa, each one is saying what? Each one is saying his own bracha. Why is that? Allah Lamaisa. That's the kasha. Okay? What I'm saying to you is that you could have, why did the Gemara have to quote a Bryce? It could have quoted from the Mishnah. The reason why it doesn't quote from the Mishnah is because the Mishnah is talking about a case of what? Of Yayin Lifnei Amazon, and that's not what? we're talking about. We want to isolate a case where you have yain on its own, disconnected and divorced from a suda. And in the Mishnah, it was yain lifnei hamazal, but it is lifnei hamazal. It's connected somewhat to the suda. We want to come up with a case where the wine is totally disconnected. That's the Braisa has. The Mishnah doesn't have that case. That's what Rashi's coming to answer. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they're more focused on the Braisa. You thought that was a Dor Pasha? Okay. All right, but just to get it clear. Now, when yesterday we had mentioned that we had mentioned in a different context, we had mentioned why the Gemara has Akasha from what? From the Braisa as opposed to the Mishnah. So we said, because a lot of times it wants to ask Akasha, if it asks Akasha from the Reisha and from the Sefer, it's going to ask it. You remember we did that? Where was that, Lamaisa? You remember? Remember we asked the Kasha, if you want to ask the Kasha, Lamaisa, it's better to ask from what? We want to ask the Kasha on the Reisha and the Seifa. Since we're asking from the Kasha, we could have asked explicitly. Remember where we had, where do we have that? Remember we said that it could have asked the Kasha from what? From the Mishnah? Where do we say that came up? I don't even remember now. Yeah, we had that. Remember, it could have asked Lamaisa? Yeah, we said it could have asked Akasha from the what?
From the Risha?
Yeah, but we said we want to ask Akasha.
That was the
same
on the bottom of Monday.
Yeah, that was.
Why did we wait to ask from Birkat to Muslim? Why did they wait to ask? Why did the Gemara only ask on Birkat to Muslim? They could have asked on Mozi. How did they ask on Mozi together?
No, but we said that it could have asked Akasha from the Mishnah just as well. And we said that it's asking, okay, I forgot where we had that, Lamais. We had that explicitly. Sam, you remember that?
Rabbi, is that on Sebu on Membezim base?
Yeah, that what? That what on Membezim base? That was the Tosis Kasha, the Diuk and the Ration of Sefer, correct? Okay. You're saying good, but what? That was in the bottom and base and base when it said what? Esebin and well, very good, Shmuel. Why did it ask from the Braisa? It could have asked from what?
From the Mishnah.
Why didn't it ask from the Mishnah? That's what we were bothered by, right? Yeah, so what do we say about that? We said it could have asked explicitly from what? It's also in the Mishnah. Oh. So remember we said that, yeah, but I also thought we saw something you want to ask from the Reish and the Sefer. It was on a different din. All right, I have to remember we saw that. It was on a different din that we asked from the Reish and from the Sefer. You remember that? That since we're asking...
Yeah, was he arguing on the Reish or on the Sefer?
No, it's better to ask since we're asking from the Reish. Well, maybe it was on this itself, no?
Were you asking about Maisik Dera on the Reish and the Sefer?
Yeah, was it on that Lamaisa?
I don't know where he's referring to, but Shmuel and asking Shmuel is are you on the Rishon or are you on the Seifa?
Right.
Pasmataris.
Right.
Pasmataris or Parmataris or Pasmataris? And the question was: Is Shmuel going to panic on by Pasmataris or Parmataris or by Parmataris or Pasmataris?
Right, but we had a line that said that it could have asked from what? It could have asked from the Mishnah Lamaisa and the Bryce. Okay, I got to find it. I gotta find where we said that because we said that. All right, Blinetter, we have to find it. Okay, now let's get this, guys. Okay, let's get this. Let's get this now. Okay. Okay. So where are we at now? So what do we say here? So that's why you're asking the ratio. Go ahead. Now read on in the Gemara, Kiva. Okay. Read on in the Gemara. Let's finish it up so we can set up for Sunday. Go ahead. According to the second Lashon, Loshana what? Oh, this is the line I was looking for right now. You see? I jumped the gun. Go ahead. You're the high listeners, go ahead. The Mahanyale is Seba. Oh, now you tell me why the Seba doesn't even work for. Yes? So what's the Seifa? Why is the Seifa against that? Because what did it say in the Seifa? When they get to the living room, the dining room, what happens? No, they don't. All of us say, but one guy says for everyone. So you see, it does work.
I'll say they all
Now, what I was going to tell you, what I was looking for is, the Gemara could have asked the Kasha from the Mishnah on this. Because what did the Mishnah say? What did it say on the top line there? In Yol Chazar over Shabbos tonight. What does it say? Oh, Bolem Yantuch HaMazel Kolach Marach Matzel. Achar HaMazel and Echem Mevarach what? Echem Mevarach L'Kulam. So you see that a Seba works. Why did the Gemara ask from the Mishnah then? You could have asked the same thing from the Mishnah. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what the Slach points out. It's better to ask a kasha from the Brisa because you already asked a kasha from the Reisha. Well, it's a double whammy. I can ask a kasha from the Reisha. I can ask a kasha from the Sefer. That's why the Gemara says. Even though theoretically, I could have asked on this as well. Because the second Lashon said that what? That a Seba, that Rav says a Seba doesn't work in wine. It doesn't work? What do you mean? It's against the Mishnah. Of course it works. You follow me? So that's what I was saying. The Tzlach, this is what I was looking for. The Tzlach says, even though this Kasha could have been asked from the Mishnah, but since we already asked from the Reisha, we want to give it a slam dunk and ask a Kasha from the Sefer, the Brisa too as well. That's the Tzlach. You got it? Go ahead. So I was jumping the gun. I was looking for it. And so I had prepared it. It was for this. Okay, go ahead. So what's the Gemara's answer? Go ahead. What do you say? That's the Kasha of Kasha Sefer. Okay. All right, let's see the answer. Go ahead. Shiny Hossam.
Shiny Hossam.
Yeah, what's the commercial answer? Shiny Hossam.
The
Migu.
The Migu. The Kav. Manio Le Seba. Lepaz Manio Le Seba.
So what does Migu mean? So Nay was already hinting to it. The word Migu literally means since. Migu, and we'll learn next year, God willing, but Metzia, Migu means a completely different thing in Choshen Mishpat, God willing. What does Migu mean? Migu means that since I have a better taina, believe me on the taina I'm making now. I could have made a better lie. Believe me that I say chetzishuli, half of the talus is mine, because I have a migu that I could have said a kulishuli. Yeah? I have a migu in my back pocket. So therefore, I believe me on this claim. Now, in Shas, that's what migu means in Seder Nezikin. Migu doesn't mean that in Brachasir. The word migu means literally since. Since that there's a concept of a Seba that works on bread, it spills over to wine. And therefore, even though Rav has an opinion, the second lashon of the Seba does not work, but I can get it in through bread. So Nate pointed out, if you hold like the Gon, I thought we're not talking about in this case, the Maisa. We're not talking about where you had bread, where you rewashed it. It's a great aura. It's a great kasha.
Thank you very much.
It's a great kasha that Nate's saying. If you're not even having bread at all, so what's going on with this answer? So, Lamaisa, what's the pshat? Lamaisa, what's pshat? So it could be that Lamaisa, that what you have to say is you have the full brisa, and it could be the Gon's comment, Lamaisa, when you say, kolach lecha chozer, if you're saying it's a bread meal, it's a wine meal, and there's no bread, maybe he's only saying that in the first teretz. Maybe he's only saying that according to the first lashon.
That you can't.
The Gon is saying that only according to the first lashon.
The Gon is talking about the case. He's not talking about the lashon.
He's talking about the brisa. He's talking about the brisa. I understand that, but I'm saying maybe the first lashon of Rav, when he asks its kasha. But I'm saying maybe they're arguing what the pshat and the brisa was. Maybe the Gon is holding with the first what? His whole chiddush is only lefi the what?
First one.
It's only for the first lashon. Correct.
It can't be the second one because otherwise
there's no bread. There's no bread. Correct. There's no bread at all. So there's no bread at all. So it wouldn't work. It wouldn't. There's no bread at all. The whole basis is that it's considered to be the bread.
You can't say it's
muzzle,
right? No,
you
have to say it's based off
of
the bread.
Correct. According to the Gon, if you say this pshat, you know, they're kovei atzmon l'shtiyas yayin. If the kovei atzmon l'shtiyas yayin, that's what that's exactly what's happening here. So you only have to say that, l'maisa. You know, if you think about it, and you interpret the Gemara literally, the only one who brings up pas in this whole thing, Bryce, is who? Is the second lush in the answer. The shiny orchim, the mikra karvayu, you don't have to say there was bread there.
Oh, so, you do, Maha.
No.
Oh, well, right.
Right. You're washing. So I'm saying.
That's how we understand.
I'm saying the Gaon is only commenting within the first mandam. Correct. First lashon. I don't think so. We got to look it up. Chiddush Agro. Chiddush Agro. So that's what we have to look up. It's a very good horror, Lamais. Comes out very good. Okay, so let's summarize the Gemara so we'll have it in our minds. We'll be ready. The Gemara basically had two presentations of what Rav Sheet is. First Lashon says that what? Wine does not require a Seba. Rav Yochanan says it does. Second Lashon says that Rav says Pasa Seba works and Yain HaSeba doesn't even work for. Rav Yudah says, of course, wine HaSeba works. There's not really too much of a difference between the first law and the second law according to Rabbi Yochanan. The first law says Rabbi Yochanan says even wine requires a seba, and the second law is saying that wine a seba does work. It doesn't necessarily say that the wine requires it. You know what I mean? If I ask you, is there a difference between the two lashonas according to Rabbi Yochanan? Shmuel, there is a slight difference. The second lashon doesn't require a seba; just says if you do it, it works. Right? If you do a seba, then it works. You know what I mean? What the first Lashon said. First Lashon said wine does require a seba. I guess it is pretty identical, no? It is pretty much identical, to tell you the truth. Right? Even wine a seba works. If you don't do it, then one kai can't be varkun. So Rabbi Yochanan is really the same in both presentations. Halacha l'maaseh. What'd you say? No, I don't think so, because the first Lashon says even wine requires a seba in order to ensure echad mevarech l'kulam. Without it, and also the second one saying that what? If you want to have echad l'kulam, you need to have it, and it'll work. I don't think there's a real difference between the two, halacha l'maaseh, okay? I don't think there's a real difference between the two, halacha l'maaseh. So this brings us to the following. We have to close with this, we've got to get the chumash too. Please get this, okay? I was just saying while you were out, Nate, there's no real significant difference between the first lashon and the second lashon according to Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, wine requires a seba, and the second lashon is a seba works on wine. But in order to acquire echad mevarech l'kulam, you need a seba by both lashonos.
That's where we answer my kasha. Why we're only asking Rabbi Yochanan?
Right.
The
whole kasha, the mesa is on Rav.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no difference between the two. And I'm saying, right, and I'm saying that the bread, saying there's no bread, is only according to the first lashon anyway.
For sure.
Okay, now, Lamaisa, because that answer stands alone, Shiny Orchim, because you don't need bread for that, right? There's no requirement of bread. Now, let's close with this. We have to continue. We have a lot to see. I don't know if you remember, but I really want you guys to chazer it over, but we had a whole discussion what parparos were. Parparos, remember? Rashi said the first was chicken and fish, then was the pastries. You guys remember that? So I want you to get this down. The Rashba says something miraculous. The Rashba says on the Malchum Bigs that parparis is pasababikisnan. Likinua kololaspia. Okay? We know what Rashi said. There was chicken and fish, then there was the pastries at the end. Right? And Tosa said, "B'shem Rabbeinu Chana was pats numa." Remember this? The Rambam in the Perush Mishnah said it meant what? Fruit he ate with the bread. You remember that? Remember that? Now the Rashba is a new shita. You know what Parpera says? Pasav abekisnin. Wow. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah that pas paters parperas? Because even though we paskin was that it only works things that are laspia of loli kinuach. Pas about kishnin, I want you to get this down, is called pas. Mishum shihi pas. It's under the umbrella of pas. If you convey a suit on it, and you would eat a shear, the other people convey a suit, you'd say amotzi, therefore pas covers it. You got it? The chiddush of pas, patering, parperis, if you define it as pas about kishnin, is that we consider it to be a family of pas, even though it's l'kinuach. And bread only paters things are laspia, not l'kinuach for dessert. Kamashman, that since it's from the family of bread, even though it's like kinuach, it's good. Pas paters it, yes? What'd you say?
But
it's still not pas mamish. Still not pas mamish. Okay, now get this down. We're not talking about this, we had that. The Rush says pas makishnin, shalom bal aspia requires a bracha lafonov. The Rush argues in Simon Lama. He says pas makishnin that doesn't come aspia requires a bracha lafonov. So Raj was arguing on this rush. Oh, comes along the Chazon Ish, and he asks a great kasha. Okay? And he obliged by Akasha. I don't have a teretz, guys. Because then he says, I don't understand something. You got this? Now you hold up with this. Because we've got to get the Chumash too. Go back to the Shiloh now. You buy a with Beis Shammai. Think. Guys, put your thinking hats on. Is Beis Shammai arguing the ratio of the Sefer? What was the ratio? You guys tell me. What was the ratio? I can't hear you. Pies? Excuse me. Potus of our Paris. That's what it was going on. And what did the Tanakhama say? Pas, Potus, Papyrus, Koske, and Potus what? Maisa Kedera. What is Beis Shammai saying? I argue on you the whole thing. Not only does what? Pas, not Potter, Papyrus, it doesn't even Potter, Maisa Kedera. Yes? You remember that day? That was if he's arguing the ratio. Yes? Frekta Chazanish, what on earth is going on here? I can't read the Gemara, he says. I can't read the Gemara. If you say like the Rashba, that Parpiris is Pasma Bekistin, and you eat it for Kinuach, so what on earth is going on here? Why is there a Koshkin, the Maisa Kedera, it's Nifter? He says Pasma Bekistin, even if you eat it like Kinuach, it's Nifter of Pas, because it's family of Pas, Shkoyach. Why is there a Koshkin, the Maisa Kedera, Potters? Maybe Parpiris only Potters, because it's the family of Pas. Maisa Kedera is not a family of Pas. Even if it's Bala Muslim, maybe it doesn't Potter it. Only if it's coming, only if the Shitos that say Parpiris is eating Laspia is the kosher can't understood, like Rashi. Rashi said, Tanakam says, kosher can't put the Maisik there, because Pas Patas Parpiris, even though Parpiris not Lemi Louis Kerem, it's Livra Ocho, kosher can't put there, which is Lazun. But according to who? According to who? According to Rashi, the whole thing of Parpiris is Pas Mavakistan, and the only reason why Pas Patas is because it's a family of bread. Well, Maisik there is not a family of bread! So what's going on in the Gemara? He leaves it as a kasha. It's a bomb kasha. You understand the kasha? The Gemara doesn't read well if you define parparis being possible to kiss you. You got that? That's a chazanish's kasha in the Rashi. It's a strong kasha. I don't have an answer for it. Very strong kasha. Rabbeinu Shalom. How do you say this, Lamaisa? If the chiddush of pas patering parparis is even though it's lekinuach, but it has a shame pas, so that's why it patters. Well, you know what? Kosher came a maisa kedera. What are you talking about? Maisa kedera is not a family of pas. It's a bomb kasha. Okay, on Sunday at 9 a.m., we got to continue with the Rosh Buzz. There's a lot we have to see. Okay, let's close with something in the Chumash. And that is the following, Lamaisa.